Well, first of all, let me start off. Give me your name and your position real quick.
Okay, I'm Brad Greenway from Mitchell, South Dakota, and I'm currently chairman of U.S. Farm and Ranch Alliance.
And you all are actually unveiling the Smart Farm Initiative. Tell me about that.
You know, the Smart Farm Initiative, and I think where we come up with that, or Farm and Ranch Alliance has, is, you know, everybody can relate to smart, whether it's your smartphone, smart home, smart TV. And so I think what we're trying to do is relate the technology that we're using on farm and making the right and the smart choices on our farm. And so it could be how we're using technology for our crop inputs. On my particular farm, I raise livestock, how we're using technology and smart farming to care for my animals. And so that's where the smart farm concept comes from. Consumers can resonate with smart technology, and we want to relate that to back what we're doing on our farms.
And so a project like that, I'm sure, took a lot of research to look into everything. What were your findings with all of that?
You know, and that's exactly right. It was research. And so you try to be... you know, the research showed that smart resonated. And so, like I said, the smart technology and so smart farm. And so there was a lot of research and background on that, on how we come up with, and we're going to unveil it actually in February. And that'll be kind of the umbrella for everything we do, talking about sustainability and all that. It will be under the smart farm concept this coming year.
Tell me about farmland.
Okay, farmland, I'll tell you, of course, is the film that was put out there, and right now you can still watch farmland on Netflix. I think the exciting news, farmland, and how we extended that reach is through discovery education and getting into the classrooms. And I think the last results we got, it's been in, and I hate to quote it, but like 450,000 kids have seen snippets of that. So now we've taken the farmland film, put it with discovery education, and get it in with a curriculum in classrooms. So what we found is kids need to see it farther, what actually happens on modern farms today. And so we've tried to extend the reach of the farmland film through and get it right into the classroom. And that was our ultimate goal in doing that.
What kind of response have you gotten from that?
You know, we really are. The teachers have picked up on that. I mean, in the classroom, like I said, the thousands of classrooms that we've been in, and we're going to continue to push that, you know, getting that into more classrooms, and state organizations have actually gone on and tried to help that push that into their local schools. And so it really is, it's very new getting it in the schools, but we're really going to amplify that and get it into more schools this next year.
And, you know, as we continue on, kids have gotten further and further removed from the farm. So do you agree that education is really important right now as far as agriculture goes?
It really is. And like my point is, I mean, not only we need to talk to consumers and get the message out, but get it to the kids. And it seems like at a younger and younger age, you know. And so get it into middle school, early high school, and get that message out. Let them know how their food is raised, because every generation, we're another generation removed from the farm. And so whatever we can do to let them know what we do, and how farms have changed and why we've changed. I think we've done a great job of changing and doing it for the right reasons, but we need to explain that. And to children at a younger age, it seems like that's the goal we need to do.
Do you think there's a growing threat from organizations like HSUS and others?
By all means, that's always out there, and there's just a number. And so, yeah, we're combating that, if you want to say, all the time, and getting correct information out there and showing them what actually happens. And we don't condone any, you know, misuse or abuse to animals or anything like that, and that's some of the things that they push out there. That's not the norm. We need to show them the good things that's happening on the farms and be proud of what we're doing every day.
So as an advocate for agriculture as a whole, not to only our youth but to everyone everywhere, what message do you want to leave them with?
You know, the thing that what's kind of got me involved with this and over time is farmers, you know, we were always used to worry about what we just did on our farm, you know, how we do the day-to-day operations, whether it's taking care of livestock or on our fields, and we never talked about talking to the public. And I use it on my farm, you know, when I move my pigs indoors, we shut the doors and we shut the public out. It's time to open our doors. And whether that's through videos, whether it's just communication across the country or in your own community, let people know what you're doing on your farm. We've changed it. Be proud of what you're doing every day. Get your message out there. That's all farmers need to do more of that.
And how does that play into sustainability?
You know, sustainability to me is, you know, whether we look at our farms and what we're doing, we're doing so many things to be more sustainable for the future on our particular farm. It's just about 100 years. My dad is still on the farm. I mean, without being sustainable, that land, and so I still feel that we're being sustainable every day, you know, just in the way we do it, the precision that we're using on everything. We're constantly looking at ways we can be more sustainable and continually to try to improve.
Just takes a proactive approach, I guess.
Yeah, it really does. You know, be proactive, continue to look, consult with people that are specialized in their field. We use a nutritionist, we use an agronomist. So many farmers now are using that, the people are out there to help them on their farms do a better job.
All right, well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.